Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Friday, April 13th. And then as this morning, overnight E-bot prices were May corn down a quarter of a cent, May wheat down 6.5 cents, and May beans up 2 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up just a few ticks, crude oil up 19 cents a barrel, trading up to $67 a barrel. The beans took out that high from the other day at 1064, got up to 1067 and a quarter. We've then broke about a nickel off in those highs. The wheat was lower today. Again, they're looking not this week, but next week starting on Friday, 3 or 4 days of heavy rains. Now, I'm not sure how much stock I put in these long-term forecasts, but the trade seems to be pretty convinced that they're going to get some rains where they really need it down there. So Kansas City was down 7. Chicago was down 6 overnight. Corn just kind of keeps meandering around here. We need a close over 391 tonight, I think, to kind of convince us that this market can move higher. It's pretty clear that the Argentinians are importing beans from the U.S. and Brazil, possibly to make export quotas. So we'll have to see if the beans can hold up here. A close over 1064 in the May beans would be positive. I see the bullish fever hitting in this bean market where everybody wants to be long. We've rallied some 75 cents off the lows. And can we see more prices in here? Actually, we've rallied 80 cents off the lows as of tonight's highs. Is there a lot more room to move on the upside? You know, the funds are long, got to be 225,000 contracts of beans, I'm guessing. So I think it becomes more difficult for them. We still have possible trade war issues. There was more ramping up of some talk today. So, you know, I'm not sure that's quite off the table yet. And the fact that every delay we're seeing in corn, not that we're seeing that much, could go into the beans, and we've still got a 550 million carryout out here. So, you know, people think that just because the Argentinian crop has had problems, that it's going to carry over into everything else. I'm just not quite convinced that an 80-cent rally hasn't cured some of these problems out here. So we'll see where we can go here today. If we close the beans over 1064, the corn over 391, the wheat would really need to close over $5. That would be helpful in here. The wheat's had a nice run. We're starting to get back some as the rains move in. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.